D4. Number 19, B.
So you have life as the pioneer of life? Well, there are a lot of people who don't want to be a pioneer. I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry for everyone who doesn't want to be a pioneer. Because it's not the matter if he wants or if he doesn't want. You see, that would be starting with men. If we start with life, then we see life is pioneering. That's the nature of life, that it is inexpected, surprise, that it's the newness, the creativeness. So there is the pioneer. That's the very nature of life. Therefore, our whole attitude, when it takes in what life is making us a pioneer. And if you are a pioneer, then love comes along and says, yes, but that pioneering is not blind to the future. It's not senseless to the future. It is according to an all-important plan, to an overall plan, which uses that pioneer in a great plan. And so love is that planner. We can be quite sure that we are not pioneering into a field, into a wilderness where we never get out anywhere, but where it has a deeper plan at work. So you have life as the flow of life, that flow of life, sustaining, maintaining, providing the flow of life, giving us the newness of life. But love always says the harvest is right here. You will harvest what you have sown. You will not sow and sow and sow. You will not put everything in the way of consecration and energy into the spiritual idea and never harvest anything, never reap anything. You will reap anything. But that's a matter of consciousness, not a matter of chance, not a matter of luck, not a matter if God is good with us or not good with us, if God loves us or doesn't love us. It's a matter of consciousness which says, I accept the harvest of it. And we are not going to wait 4 months, but the field is ripe here, and we don't need to wait for the harvest, if we can see it spiritually. Life exalts. It exalts always consciousness to a higher sense. But what's the use of exalting my sense, your sense, if you don't conceive, if you don't become pregnant with it? If you are not the mother for it, if it doesn't move within you, if you don't take it in, accept it, conceive it, so that you feel within you that you have a baby, that it grows, that something grows within you, that the promise grows within you, that something big is moving within you. That's the pregnancy of love. And that's motherhood. Well, I just gave you this short list of life and love. You see, you can ask now, what is man? Well, all these qualities are really not man. They are that which are behind man. It's the parent mind, the life and love, which are at work, but what is working is man. What is coming out, the effect of it, the outcome of it, is man. The form of that man we do not know. Mrs. Eddy says that very clearly in the fifth day of creation, that we say that the individual form of man we do not know. We only know that their natures are aligned to God natures. That's all we know. Don't ask what is the form of man. Ask what is life and love. Then you have the whole man. So if we live in absolute Christian science with that consciousness of what life is, with that projection of life, and with what love is, at that which takes in that projection and nurtures it, protects it, cares it, tends it, accepts it, sees its purpose, sees its promise, and so on, then within us the child grows. When within us that which is called man as the compound idea of man grows. And we do not need to know what its individual form is. It will be constantly formed by life and constantly nurtured by love. That's a complete, can you see, a complete different attitude to the question, what is man? Doesn't say man is this and this and this and this and this and this. And you could count them up, and what do you have? It's not the living sense. It's not the moving sense of man. But if we have the synonymous terms, then we experience the being of life and love, and that is man. So life and love is a very, very, very dear concept. You just take your time and tenderness and think about it and think again about it and ponder it again, and little by little it just takes form. I was thinking, when I was thinking about life and love, I was thinking in Christianity, I was thinking of the Sermon on the Mount. You know, the Sermon on the Mount begins first with the world order, and then the Christ order, and then the Christianity order. And in the Christianity order where we are, he gives those two wonderful illustrations of life and love. Life where he says, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, because life sows. They sow not, neither do they reap. Love reaps. Love is the harvest. They don't reap. They don't even reap. Nor gather into barns. Nor even that they do. Who then does it? Love. Love does that, you see. It gathers and accepts into the barn. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. See? So you don't need to sow. We don't need to imitate life. Nor do we. And so we have it just the same. So your Father, how is it? Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them, you see. Now you come to life, feeding them, maintaining, sustaining, and so on. And he goes on and says, and consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do grow. But they toil not. They don't do a thing to it. They toil not, neither do they spin. They don't do anything of this here. And yet they grow. Why? And yet, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of them. See? So because love is love, love gives to that form everything that is needed. It glorifies me. More than Solomon, it glorifies me. And believe me, these two stories are true. And I know they are true. I know they are true. I experience them. I know them. I know them through sweat and agony, but they are true. The moment we don't try to ask ourselves, how do I get my maintenance, my provision, my sustenance? The moment we stop that and see the only thing that ever gives and maintains and sustains and creates and gives and projects and evolves is life itself. And we can't make life be life. It is life by itself. And the moment we see that love takes it in and gathers it in, and let not one idea go astray, then we see it is the job of the synonymous term to be my life, to be my completion, to be my manhood. Life, love. Can you somehow feel how the question, what is man, falls to the ground? And what is exalted is the synonymous term, standing as a symbol there for man. All what we are as man is only what life and love is. So that man as a concept becomes more and more obsolete, irrelevant. And that which becomes more and more into the focus is the consciousness of life, the consciousness of love. Yes. Now, that was life and love in Absolute Christian Science. And there where truth is left out is really man, you see. Where truth is left out is really man. And the form of man is idea, we have seen. Because the focus is idea on Christianity. But then, when you ask, what is the form of the idea? When you ask, how big is the idea? Then you are going to the level of Christian Science, and the answer is given through the Christianity order. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love. This is the order which we find in the glossary for the not for the definition of God, but for the scriptural explanation or interpretation of God. Therefore, it isn't a definition. It gives the highest sense of God in Christianity, in the Bible, the Christianity sense. And this is an order which, again, somehow the students always used to have more difficulty in understanding it than the other orders. So we will tackle it and see what a wonder there is in it. I would say, you see, that this Christianity order gives us the answer to the question, how big is an idea? How can you see that? Christianity, the focus is idea, not principle. Idea, the outcome. Now, the order of it gives the answer, how big is the idea? What is the nature of the idea? What is the bigness of the nature of idea? That is answered here. Now, I can show it to you. You have it, I think, yes, on page 4. I tried on page 4 somehow to illustrate the reasoning of how we get at this order. And in order to understand the Christianity order, let's start always with the word, because Christianity is the outcome. So if we want to have the outcome right, we must have the beginning right. What is the meaning of the word? The word is that which leads thought to God, so to say. Therefore, it is that order which starts with thinking, with the conception in mind, and leads thought through up to principle. Principle is always the principle of life, truth, and love. So the word order is really depicting the way to the principle, from thinking up to principle. In the Christ, we have seen that the Christ order starts with principle and ends with mind. In other words, it takes that principle, which is life, truth, and love, as you have it also on page 4, takes that principle, which is life, truth, and love, and translates it right down to the point of idea. It shows how that principle is put into the form of idea, how it appears always at the point and in the form of idea, principle, mind. Then we have seen on that illustration at the beginning of today that this Christ comes down always, that principle translates itself infinitely to the plane of mind or of idea in an infinite way, so that this principle mind is constantly going on. How often it goes on infinitely, spirit, goes on in an infinite way, so that all reflections are brought out through this translation of principle to the point of mind. The infinite reflection, the infinite realm of spirit, as life, truth, and love is brought out. So you can see, it is another representation of that cone, which we had right at the beginning, showing that that principle mind is constantly at work to bring out the proper reflection of every idea in the whole realm of ideas. But in order to bring it out as reflection, now this is the point. See, in order to bring it out as pure reflection, it must have the identical nature as the principal mind. And to bring out the identical nature, Mrs. Eddy always uses soul. Soul is that which maintains the identity of principle and its expression. Therefore, you have now the complete order, principle, mind, soul, spirit, reflecting infinite life, truth, and love. Can you see the order of this reasoning? And it is all an order of reasoning for what purpose? In order to show the bigness, spirit, the bigness of an idea. Each idea reflecting life, truth, and love. Each idea bringing out life, truth, and love. How do we get at this reflection where every idea reflects life, truth, and love? And it says that's very easy because there is only one principle which only expresses and manifests itself as ideas. And as these ideas must always be identical to its principle, it uses soul and so brings out the infinite reflection of life, truth, and love. Golly. What does that mean? See, what does it mean in practical experience, in practical life? That I ask myself the silly question, what is man? And then I say, well, man really doesn't exist. All that there exists is really principle expressing itself as infinite ideas. Isn't it so? That all that there exists is principle expressing itself as infinite ideas, principle mind. And I see that principle expresses itself as infinite ideas, and these ideas have the exact identical qualities as its principle, so its soul. And so all these ideas which have exact identical quality and nature as its principle are reflecting this principle infinitely as infinite life, truth, and love. Each idea, here is in spirit, each idea, each spiritual idea reflects the whole of life, truth, and love. So you get a terrific sense of the bigness of the ideational universe. And the question, what is man? You just drop. This seems to be my old song since about 2 or 3 years. Drop the term man. If you want to get free, if you really want to get your freedom, if you really want to get your I am-ness, drop the term man. Why should we be men? Why does anybody want to be men? I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. I'm through with it. I don't want. Man is just a name which has been given to that funny creature which once came down from the trees. It's perhaps 1 million years ago, not longer than that. And if he has come down from the trees, he may go up to trees again. Yeah. Well, it looks pretty near to that nowadays. who is going to to say that mankind is still living in 50 years? Who can give us that assurance? More than ever, people and thinkers are in doubt that there will be a mankind in the 50 or 100 years, if we go on the way we go. Why should we be men? Why is everybody striving like mad to be men if being is the I am? And the I am is 1,000 times and 1,000,000 times bigger than men. No matter if we give to that mortal man a spiritual sense and a spiritual nature and I don't know what, it's still too small. That's the beauty of consciousness, that consciousness can be as big as it wants to be. It isn't limited to anything. It's just up to our decision if we want to expand it and expand it as far as we can. And the further we expand it, the more we are being. So we can't go high enough. We can't go high enough. So here you can see how now this expansion takes place. How this expansion now takes place, because the moment we drop in absolute Christian Science the term man and say all that there is that life and love, the parent mind. And that parent mind brings out what? That parent mind is that principle which brings out only the ideas of mind. Not people, not men. Ideas of mind. And these ideas of mind have identical nature with its principle. Identical nature. They are as big as its principle. And therefore they are a pure reflection of that principle. That's the transparent reflection of that principle. And what they reflect at that as that principle is really the whole life, the whole truth, the whole love. And that's what is being. And I haven't used the term man. And yet it is Christianity. The realm of the Christ idea. You can take this this order, although this way. You can take the textbook and see the order also being built up this way, that you have life and love in absolute Christian Science. When you ask, what is life? In 468, you have that on your page 4 also, where Mrs. Eddy asks, what is life? She gives the answer that life is principle, mind, soul, spirit. The creative sense. Can you see the creative sense? Well, always when you deal with the synonymous term mind, spirit, soul, up to principle, it's the creative sense. And when we ask, what is love as mother? On page 592, again, the glossary, again, Christianity. She answers its principle, life, truth, and love. The mother is not the creative sense, it's the conceptive sense, you see? And so does not take in mind, spirit, and soul. It takes only in life, truth, and love. And if you put these, the father and the mother, together, you have principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, the Christ, Christianity order. In other words, in one order, you just build together the fatherhood sense, the creative fatherhood sense of life, and the motherhood sense of love. That's men.